Not a bit of use looking so black about it, darling.
Well, it's all very well. The man seems to be sneering at everything we've achieved.
Oh, it's just your imagination. You're much too touchy about the whole thing.
I don't know, Jill.
What don't you know?
I have a darn good mind to clear out while the going is good. Get myself a small farm.
Over my dead body.
Eh? I thought you liked the idea.
So I do, but not now. You show Mr. Grenville what you're made of first. You're not running away with your tail between your legs right at the beginning just because of one or two upsets.
That's my girl.
Well, talking like that. You know more about Fairbrother Enterprises than anybody else connected with it. You built it up. Don't you dare turn your back on it at this stage. The very idea. You make yourself completely indispensable, then pack up and go to your own farm, not before. If you go now, people will think that this new man's frightened you away. Either that or else he's found you out fiddling the books or being inefficient or something.
You know, Jill, there are times when you talk a lot of good sense.
Right. Well, you take notice of it then. My husband, father of my three children, acting as though...
What was that? My three children? You confirmed it?
Yes, went this morning. Archer offspring number three is well and truly on the way.
Oh. Do you feel all right about it, Jill?
Me? Delighted. And you?
Well, of course. Honestly, though.
But of course I am, silly. What do you think?
Well, you're not getting much fun out of life. No sooner get the twins settled and not quite at a tie, and then here you are off again.
I'm getting all the fun out of life that I want, thanks.
You're not getting much in the way of dances and nights out.
I'll let you know when I'm getting claustrophobia. Don't forget, I spent years travelling around from one place to another. The one thing I always dreamt of was a husband, a home, and a family of my very own. Well, now I've got everything I wanted, and you ask me if I mind. You are.